This is Jim Spiri. It is Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. I am at Camp Dwyer with a sergeant. Sir, please tell me your name.
I'm Sergeant Curtis Tenorio.
Mr. Tenorio, I understand you're from Magdalena, New Mexico. Is that right?
That's correct.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, pulling medevac support for all these fine Marines out here.
So you're kind of in charge here at Camp Dwyer of making sure everything's maintained and up to speed and good to go. Am I correct?
Right. I'm the maintenance NCOIC for the Black Hawk helicopters.
So you're basically the unsung heroes.
Well, kind of the dirty dogs, but...
Nobody gets rescued without this thing being well-maintained first, is that correct?
I agree. A lot of man hours.
How long have you been in the New Mexico Guard? Tell me about that.
Been in the Guard 8 years. Joined when I was a junior in high school. Went to basic, finished high school, and went to my advanced course.
And that was in Magdalena, is that correct, that you joined in high school?
Actually, I went to Socorro High School.
Okay.
So, but after that, I got out of AIT, got a full-time gig, and been doing it ever since.
So you're one of the Guard members that's full-time Guard. This is your 24/7 job.
This is my 24/7 job.
Have you been deployed before?
No, this is my first time.
Tell me about your experiences being deployed here and what it's like and what you've, you know, a little bit of what your daily job is and what you've seen, et cetera, et cetera.
It's different. It's a whole new world. We work a lot. We work hard, but it's really rewarding. Our job is a dust off. It's, of course, not the cleanest job, but it's a really rewarding job whenever everything works out right.
Have you been here at Dwyer the whole time, or have you rotated around to the other three places?
No, I was in Fob Edinburgh for 3 months during the tail end of the poppy season. We had a lot of busy days, a lot of hard days. It gets really busy out there.
When you're talking about the tail end of the poppy season for the audience, that means that when they're harvesting the opium, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's when it's busiest, right?
It gets really busy out here during the summer times.
And just for the audience listening, when you say busy, you mean there's a lot of lives to be saved due to the dust-off mission?
Yes, and I don't know how many people know, but dust-off doesn't only save American lives. We save local nationals, you know, local military, as far as in every branch of the military. So,
will this experience stick with you the rest of your life, you figure?
It will. I'll never forget what we've done and seen out here.
I've been told through some folks that you guys are kind of doing this with half the manpower. Tell me a little bit about that. Expand about that.
Well, we're actually a line company where in a typical medevac deployment, you'd get an entire maintenance platoon or a maintenance company to follow with you. As we were getting ready to come out here, they cut our maintenance company out, and so we came out here to support ourselves for the most part and do the best we can. So far, we've held up to every standard.
Well, that's the part that nobody knows about. That I think what was told to me is right along the lines of what you're saying. You're basically doing twice the work with half the people.
Right. We fix them and we fly in them. So if we're not busy doing one thing, we're doing the other.
Would that be why they brought New Mexico here?
I hope so. We have a lot of good guys out of New Mexico. Most of our guys here are full timers, and they're great guys, extremely hard workers. So we haven't failed yet.
And some of the other folks that you work with are from Arizona and Minnesota as well, and then some of the pilots are also out of Hawaii, correct?
Correct. We the Hawaii pilots are actually our armed escorts out here, and Minnesota and Arizona are just our companions out here as dust-off crews.
So we can let the folks that are listening understand here that a dust-off doesn't go without an escort.
Right. We could escort it ourselves, but more times than not, you know, if you get into a sticky situation, you want something there to protect you. There are guardian angels, if you want to say that.
That's a good term. So it's better to have two birds than one.
Right.
Exactly.
It's real likely that the governor will listen to this audio. And, you know, she sent a flag that flew over the Capitol along with a certificate honoring you guys here. And they're flying the flag here. Captain Mitchell's taking care of that. If you could say something to the governor about your mission and about your experience, and what would you want to say?
I don't know. It's a great mission what we do, and can't do it without the support of home. And just keep up the good support of us, and we'll continue doing good things.
You know that you're here on a real historical time, not only just in Afghanistan. This is very pivotal. But you're also here for New Mexico's 100-year anniversary as a state. How does that make you feel, being a part of this mission on the 100-year celebration of New Mexico being a state?
You know, I'm pretty proud to be a New Mexican, so, you know, if this is where I need to be, it's where I need to be, but it's also a great honor to be a New Mexican at the same time, so.
Looking back on your life as a young man and a young person growing up and doing what you're doing now, who would you say had the biggest influence on you to be able to accomplish the responsibility of the mission that you got right now?
My dad.
Tell me about your dad.
My dad's a retired National Guard, did 20, 21 years. He works full-time for the VLA, and he's always had high standards for us, me and my brother growing up, and continues to this day. He mentored me in becoming a good soldier and continues to as I grew.
And I think you told me earlier he lives over in San Antonio, New Mexico, right?
That's correct.
Well, that's some pretty country over there.
It's a beautiful country.
Have you taken a look at the scenery out here from the air several times? Does it remind you of anything? Tell me a little bit about what you think when you're flying over this terrain.
It does, especially around the river, the green zone. It reminds me pretty much just of flying straight down the Rio Grande. It's just real, real big similarities to flying back home. A little bit more vegetation at home, but all in all, it's pretty similar.
What's the one thing that you could use that would make your job here just a little bit easier? What's the one thing you just say, man, if I had that one thing, what would that have been?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You're well equipped already. Well, you guys make do with what you got.
You give us the tools, we'll do the job.
There you go.
Sergeant Tenorio, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us here. And it's really an honor to be here with fellow New Mexicans.
Thank you.
All right, this is Jim Speary with Sergeant Tenorio from originally Magdalena, New Mexico. Now he lives in Santa Fe. And he's in charge here at Camp Dwyer to make sure that the birds stay maintained. This is Jim Speary, February 23rd, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan.